Hit me with one right now.
Hit you with what?
A D's Nuts joke. Come on, do it.
Nah, it's weird.
No, you're I want it. I want
it's
it.
It's weird when you
no,
ask.
No, I want one right now.
I don't like it.
I need it.
You been playing GeoGuessr lately?
GeoGuessr, just GeoGuessr. I don't know. I can't. I'm not falling for that, but I can't figure it out.
Uh-oh. Well, I got the highest score last night.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's good.
It doesn't really work if you know. That's the problem.
How could we get me not to know?
Dude, you heard of the Oklo Reactor Zone?
What?
What? It's a real place.
The what?
Oklo Reactor Zone.
Huh.
It's like a nuclear fission reactor.
Huh.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Look that up, Luke. Put that on the screen right now. Scroll down. See, this is good now. You're waiting for it. You don't know when it's going to come, do you?
I know. What are you going to say?
What are we looking for?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm scared
now. You feel the tension?
I do.
That's the power when you want to be these nuts. You just don't know.
I know. I'm very alert. Like, I'm...
Anyway, what did you do in New York? This is a bit of a Tarantino move right here.
I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, I know, because you don't know when it's coming. You start to figure it out.
Oklo. You know, I ate some good food.
Yeah, did you go to the meatpacking district?
Meatpacking, okay. Not going to get me with that. No, I'm too seasoned at this point.
Yeah?
I can see them coming from a mile away.
Can you?
Meatpacking. Yeah. Come on. Stupid, do you think I am?
I don't know. Was it in the Oklo Reactor Zone?
Why do you keep bringing that up?
Yeah, it's not.
Where even is that?
Anyway, what else did you do in New York? You go to Central Park?
I did, yeah.
What'd you do there?
I ran.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
How far did you run?
Why does that... Do you really care?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I'm trying to throw you off. That's
okay,
the point.
Okay.
You said, how do we get you to not know? This is how we get you to not know.
You're mind fucking me. I'm all twisted up. My neurons are like, you know?
How far did you run?
A few miles.
This should be a horror movie. These nuts lurking in the dark.
Just waiting to get got.
Yeah, I know.
Ask me some more questions. What else you got?
How? Only a few miles?
Yeah. I
mean, don't you do like marathon distance?
Sometimes if I'm in the, I mean, I'm pretty out of shape right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, my bad.
It's I didn't not mean nice to call at you all. Out. It sucks, actually.
What else did you do? Did you catch any plays? You didn't see Hamilton, did you?
No, I didn't see Hamilton.
Mm. Okay.
This is a fun game, actually.
Yeah, because you don't...
I'm trying to figure it out in my head.
When's it going to come?
But I'm taking risks every single time I actually answer the question.
Yeah.
So I didn't see one for Hamilton, so I answered that one.
Right. None of those are in the Oklo Reactor Zone.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
It's just a little mind fuck, you know?
What is that? Where even is this?
It's a little country called Gabon. See, I don't even have to say it.
Gabon? Wow, never been there before.
No?
No.
You want to gab on these nuts?
What's up, guys? This is the TMT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
Holy fuck! live, the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
My arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Dick in your mouth?
No! No! Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Everybody, listen, gather around, because we have something very important to tell you right now.
We do, indeed. Starting this coming Monday, we're going to be dropping a brand new special.
Brand new, all new show, one time a month, featuring myself, Cody.
I'll be there, yeah.
Ben, and Emil.
The Trillionaire Mindset, guys. It's going to be the four of us. We're doing a, yeah, like a monthly special.
And it will
potentially
be called,
could come out, potentially do it more.
Yo, yeah,
people
yeah,
like
yeah,
it. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had so much fun having them on the episode recently, having on the bonus episode, that we're like, we got to do this more often. So it's going to be right here on the YouTube channel or on the same podcast feed, and then we're doing an extended version, like a bonus episode, on tmgstudios.tv.
yeah,
so
you'll get the full, no ads, full director's raw cut on the TMG Studios app. And the name of the show is The 8-Ball Special.
Let's go.
Which is Ben's idea.
Yeah.
Because it's technically 8 balls.
8 balls.
Anyways, it'll be 60 minutes of us and the Trillionaire guys here, and who knows, 90 minutes in the app of us going bananas. So look out for that. It's going to be good.
Oh, have you ever been to Oogie Lolo?
No.
Oh.
Where's that?
It's in Gabon.
Oh.
Where even is this?
Africa. Gabon.
You like Gabon? Cameroon?
Yes.
Never been there.
Oh, me either.
Yeah.
Francis Ngannou's from Cameroon. You ever been sorry. My iPhone froze.
Wait, we're not on the same page today.
I was trying to follow up on Cameroon, and then my iPhone froze.
Come on. Cameroon. Shut up, dude. I'm trying to make something work with that. I can't believe you're still sucking my balls.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. You ever been to Ghana? Your mom gonna suck on these.
Okay, is bad. This is stupid.
You ever been to Kazakhstan? I can not stand. I can not stand this bullshit joke. Thanks.
That was really good, dude.
Thanks, man. Anyway,
it's going to be awesome when like the average age of this audience's, of this episode's audience is 8 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is 7.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Minecraft.
Yeah. For some reason, like, we got a disproportionate number of people listening to this episode from an iPad.
Yeah. From kids' YouTube. Really weird. We have a major 90% spike in kids' YouTube viewers. Anyways, man, you were in New York.
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a magical city.
Yeah.
It is just, it's unbelievable. I haven't been there in like, I mean, since we did a show there, I think.
Yeah.
Right? How long ago was that? 3 years ago? 4 years
ago?
Yeah,
about 3 years.
Like, and that wasn't really the same for some reason, just because like you're on tour and you just pop
in. Yeah, just tired.
But like, really, I don't know, going there for 5 days, it's just like, feel the energy.
It's cool.
It's so cool. Everyone in LA is like, you pass someone and they're like, hey. Everyone in New York is like, well, gotta go.
Yeah.
Got to get to the next thing. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And you're like, where are you going?
I want to.
What are you doing? I want to know. There's so many things happening.
Yeah. Know?
Excuse me. Oh, it's what a magical city. You just feel different there.
Yeah.
Just like, infinite possibilities, you know?
Feel like a rat.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Feel a little dirty.
Yeah.
A little.
Not really.
Yeah. Was it trash day at any point that you went out?
No, I don't think so.
No. Whenever I think of New York, I picture like the mounds of
bags and bags of trash on the street.
I love New York though.
Oh, it's the best. Oh my God. And yeah, it was just fucking sick. We stayed at a great hotel and just so happened to be the same hotel that a lot of the fucking celebs were staying at for the Met Gala. So can't escape it.
Oh, endless possibilities to sneak into parties. That's what you were thinking.
I'm too LA, dude. I'm too LA. I can't get away from the celebs.
Look at all these people from the Met Gala.
Yeah.
So many chances to sneak into parties this weekend.
Where can I sneak in like a rat?
Yeah. Whose hair can I climb into?
Yeah.
And control so I can get into the party. So did you catch any in the wild?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. Where'd you see her at?
The hotel.
Did you walk up to her and just dap her up?
Yeah.
Yo, what's Nessie?
Up? Nessa. Nessie. What's up, big Nessie?
Nessie. What? What's good? You going to be at the Nouveau Laughlin later? For sure. See you.
Yeah. Are you going to be at the Met Gala?
You going to the Met?
Yeah, I'm going. I'll see you there. Later, Hudge. Later, Hudge.
Almost called you Messi. So many celebs here this weekend. Forgot I'm not in Europe. Kind of feels that way when we're here, doesn't it?
I was just at a party last weekend with the weekend.
Yeah, Tyga threw up. Is crazy. It was crazy. It was crazy. Oh, I met Gala. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm just kidding. I'm playing.
Nessie, you know me with the one-liners.
Yeah. Sup, though? Hit me, you know? Text me.
You're just talking to her security's belly button the whole time. She's not even there. Just whispering into his belly button.
That was pretty funny. It was like every day, because the Met Gala was yesterday, and we were there from Wednesday to Sunday. No. And so it was like every day that went by, more and more people would be outside the hotel waiting to see somebody.
Mm.
And they eventually like had to set up like metal guardrails, and like there was crazy paparazzi there on Saturday. But it's funny because like a hotel is like a public, I mean, it's a private thing, but like you can just come in.
Yeah.
And all these people are standing on the guardrails right outside. It's like you could just walk in the lobby and sit on the couch and it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like this invisible, it's just fucking weird.
Yeah, that's psycho. How big does the crowd get?
I mean, there's like 100 people outside the hotel.
Should've.
And then I'm like, if you were a A-list celebrity, why would you even stay there at that point? Because, I mean, I guess you do it to be seen.
Yeah.
Like kind of the point of the Met Gala is to like get pictures taken of you, right?
I don't know. You should have walked out to that crowd and just pull out your phone and just... So my grandma's in the hospital.
Like what? Like doing a stand-up?
She has dementia. I told her I'm at the Met Gala, but it's nothing she'd remember. All right, we're not feeling that one. It's cool.
Okay, so yeah, you're open mic.
Yeah. Okay. Just captive audience.
Wasn't sure what you were doing there.
Yeah. Like... yeah. You just started doing one-liners. Just a whole...
Not feeling that one? No? Okay. I think I got one giggle over there. All right.
Cool. Who'd you come here with tonight?
Yeah.
Well, it's
nice shirt. Not getting into the Met Gala with that. A little roast.
Okay. You got any couples? Any couples tonight? Make some noise.
Woo,
Okay, yeah, yeah. You know, I say living with a woman's lot like living with the Nightcrawler.
I know.
They're just popping up, asking you questions you're not ready to answer. Yeah. I'm going to do an act out now if that's cool. People just start leaving.
It's like, it's not worth it. They're like, I thought we were waiting till Harry Styles.
See, that's
no,
how
it's not worth it.
Bro, that's how you get into the celebrity party. You go out in front of that crowd and you bomb for an hour straight till they all fucking bounce.
Yeah.
And then that's when Nessie comes down. She's like, that was incredible.
Unbelievable.
You should come to the party tonight.
Yeah.
Here's the address. See if you can get in.
Yeah. See if you can get in. Hey, I'm here. The Hudge invited me. So there's a party going on?
There's no party.
No party.
No party.
Nah.
There's no party. Well, you know, I'm not, you know, I have to confess.
What?
I got into some celeb action as well.
No way. What'd you, who?
I was at Erewhon. No. This is real.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure. I had a.
What was in Gabbana?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gabon or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. It was in Gabon.
Yeah.
Gabon these nuts. Mm. Look how Luke just pulls it up. Just pulls up the geography every time. I had an ego thing there for a second because I was trying to figure out how I can tastefully say I went to an Erewhon.
Okay. Tastefully say that?
Yeah. There's no real.
You could just say it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Why'd you go there?
Well, I wanted to eat something that was like healthy.
Okay.
But I just didn't feel like eating slop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My power was out.
Okay.
So I like legit couldn't do shit. So we run up to the Erewhon in like West Hollywood, and I'm looking at like, I don't know, some of the pre-made stuff. And then this dude comes up next to me with a shopping cart making sound effects. He's like, whoa! And he just kind of like pushes it into me. So I kind of just have to back up. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's cool. And he just steps in front of me and like,
what?
Then crouches down to like look at stuff.
Is he a child?
Well, he's wearing like some crazy clothes and his ass crack pops out. I was like, damn, nice.
Nice crack.
I was tempted to pee in it, but I had to.
Yeah.
And then he stands up. And then he starts talking and he turns around. He kind of looks at me, like smiles. And I'm like, oh shit, that's Steven Tyler.
No way.
Aerosmith?
What?
Yeah. He's just there with some lady.
And he was making sound effects for his grocery cart?
As he was like pushing it around, yeah. He was like, he was in a good mood.
Here comes the airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. And so, you know, he's in there looking like the real Jack Sparrow. And everyone there turns, like, into a 9-year-old. Everyone there is like,
oh, yeah?
Like, the eyes just start going crazy.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of like, yeah, he's fucking famous. Whatever. Like, I don't know.
It's kind of cool.
No, it's cool, but I don't know if it warrants, like, 90 eye pans.
I mean, like...
Maybe. If you're a big Aerosmith fan, that
that's
might
what
be
I'm saying.
Oh,
like, that's what I'm fair. Saying. That's like, yeah. Music has changed people's lives.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, so Alina was waiting for the guy to like put together her plate, her hot plate. And the dude just fucking.
It would fucking suck to be that famous.
Yeah. Well, then.
Can't even go to Erewhon in peace.
Yeah. So then a lady runs up and she goes, you know, can I get a picture? And they get a picture. And I was so impressed with this lady. She just starts straight up like annoying him.
Oh, no.
Like badgering him.
No.
And he's like trying to be playful. I was like getting pieces of it. I was honestly felt like playing The Sims. Like I was just trying to figure out what they were doing. Okay. But she just kept being loud and like getting in his face kind of. Like she's like,
my brother-in-law loves your music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pulling that shit.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan, but my sister is a huge fan.
Oh, I got a good one about that too. But basically, you know, and then he kind of says something that's sort of like passive aggressive back. She like broke him. He was like, "Are you a fucking like trying to put her in her place. And she's like, no, I'm not. And then the room gets awkward because, you know, it's you know you're doing bad when a whole grocery store is like, yo, you need to back the fuck up. And then he kind of, you know, he gets out of the conversation. And then the funniest part was when he goes to check out, he's checking out on the other side of me. And I'm kind of watching him because he's dancing around just like being crazy. And there's this young couple in front of them getting rung out. Whoa, that sounds really bad.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
They were getting rung the fuck out. Cashier just giving it to them.
That's Erewhon, baby.
Yeah.
It's Erewhon.
Yeah. Before you leave, they make sure you leave.
I'm like, how is that not the main story?
Yeah. Yeah. They make sure you leave spent, dude. Yeah. So fucking, they're getting rung out. Banged down.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
And so as Steven Tyler's like in the back, like straight up, like it looks like swing dancing or something.
Why?
He's just in a good mood.
Okay.
I don't know.
And while these two customers are getting wrung out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the girl who's getting wrung out, she looks over her back at him.
Right.
And then just like returns to like her like, you know, forward position with this with this almost annoyed smile.
Okay.
I was like, damn, that's so LA.
Yeah.
To be like, ugh. And then Steven Tyler was behind us just like dancing or something.
Crack hanging out.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Fucking horrible crack.
Yeah.
I don't go to Erewhon to see ass crack. I go to get rice pudding.
Dude, that woman's boyfriend had me cracking up because he's like walking around the store in like a skin tight black suit. Not suit, but it was like a matching outfit. A huge motherfucker with this beaded necklace and sandals. And he looked like a caveman in there. He was like on the hunt. He just like darting up all the aisles, you know? And then I want to say like he grabbed like the smallest like thing wrapped in plastic, like, and then returned to the counter. Like that's what he was looking for.
Okay.
But I was walking through the store and I kept running into him because he was just, and then just to see him pick up the smallest package.
What was it?
I was like, it's like one of those
wellness
something.
Shots.
Yeah.
The tiny little like ice cigar thing.
I don't know. The whole store is chaos.
So you like Erewhon?
Yeah, I love Erewhon.
Yeah, Erewhon, suck these balls.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey. Thank you.
Nice. Nessie would have loved that.
Yeah, that one's for Hedge. Hudge, I mean.
Hedge. That one's for all the hedge funds.
That one's for Hudge Fund.
Oh, no. Hudge Fund, man. Yeah, I'm going to see Vanessa do her reunion tour later this year. Call that my Hudge Fund. Saving up. Damn. Yeah, I had my brother-in-law loves you, had an awesome moment in Indianapolis where this dude, some guy was like fucked up in the crowd and I just, or no, he was like kind of fucked up and I brought up hunting and unprompted, he just starts venting his trauma to the whole room about hunting.
Okay.
He's like, my dad made me do it when I was 9. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to kill the deer. I was like, all right, man, like my rate's
go to therapy.
I was like, my rate's 200 an hour. Like I don't do group sessions, man. And so, you know, like he's drunk. He just kind of keeps blabbering. He's fine. But like, I just like, as like a parting aha, I was like, all right, Hunter Biden, calm down.
Okay.
And then he walks up to me in Kilroy's and he goes, dude, I didn't know I looked like Hunter Biden until today. And I was like, okay, that's not what I meant, but sure. So he's like, yo, bro, can me and my girl get a picture with you and him? And he points his eye at my opener. We're like, yeah, for sure. And then I'm trying to figure out who should take the picture. And then one of their drunk ass friends walks up. He's like, I got it. He's like annoyed.
Okay.
We're like, okay. And then he's like, I don't know who the fuck you guys are.
That's awesome.
And then he goes to Zayed. He's like, I love your shit, dude.
Oh, owned. Owned.
Yeah, and I was like, sweet, man.
I'm taking the picture as a favor for my friend.
Yeah.
Not because I know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't. That's awesome.
It was actually hilarious because he did all that and he goes, I loved your shit, dude. Then he goes aside, I wish you did an hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then, oh, so he was at the show?
Yeah, with his friends. But then Zaya does the funniest shit. He's like posed for the picture. And then the guy says all that, and Zaya goes. And he just maintains that face, like just looking at the guy like.
Oh, that's such a dick thing to say.
And then the drunk friends were like all whatever. And I just was like. And then the dude leaves, and then Zaya's like, cool, dude. Thanks for making me hate that. Hey, whatever, man. You're bound to. You can't please them all, dude.
Yeah.
You know, if he's one of the 10 people that hate the show, suck my dick, brother. Why don't you take a trip to Gabon?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. I have to parlay off of Kilroy's.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about soul crushing service jobs.
Right.
I think Medieval Times.
Oh, yeah.
May take the cake.
Okay. So tell me about it.
First of all, you know, it was a.
Well, wait. Lay some groundwork. Like, what is it? First of all, for people that don't live in LA.
No, Medieval Times. Dude, that's
not a chain, is it?
It's a chain.
What?
It's in Canada.
Okay.
It's franchise, brother.
But
no,
elsewhere in the States?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's around.
Oh, okay.
How many locations is Medieval Times?
Yeah, look that up, because
perhaps for our seven listeners in Gabon, let us explain. So Americans have this thing of dressing up and acting out the past.
Right.
And in this particular instance, they recruit a bunch of young actors / athletes.
Okay, we got one in Georgia. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine.
Maryland.
Buena Park.
That's
where we were at.
Okay.
Next to a giant.
New Jersey, Texas.
There's one in Schaumburg. Of course there's one in Schaumburg.
Myrtle Beach, of course.
You know that.
Fuck, that one probably goes off.
See?
It does? You've been there?
It does.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah.
To the Myrtle Beach Medieval Times.
See, this is what I needed to hear.
And you didn't say, you said, oh, yeah. Like, as in, you've been there more than once.
See, this is what I needed to hear. I bet Scottsdale one goes crazy, too.
Oh, dude. Everything in Scottsdale goes crazy.
Yeah.
What's it like, Luke? The one in Myrtle Beach.
It's been a long time since I've been. But
yeah,
you can't
say that, and the last time you went was 7. Of course it went off when you were 7. You know?
Yeah. It was incredible for a 7-year-old.
Okay. All right. So it remains to be proven, then. All right. But... So we went to the Buena Park one, and it's they trick you because it's next to a gigantic Porto, so they make you think like, you get some Portos and then go into the thing, right?
Wait, there's a Portos there?
Right next to the
like
Buena
the Chicago place?
No. It next to the Buena Park Medieval Times that we went to.
Gotcha.
It's like the biggest Portos I've ever seen.
Okay.
I'm just saying like Portos are smart putting that next to the Medieval Times because... they con you into thinking it's going to be a good time.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So we get there. I have some portos. I'm like, I'm ready. We go in to Medieval Times. Now, for those of you that don't know, the pinnacle moment of this show is they joust, right? And being...
So it's a show.
It's a show.
Okay. But can you eat there?
Oh, yeah.
But you had food before.
Yeah, because I'm a hungry boy.
Okay, so you also did a bang bang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you also ate a meal there. And is it like giant turkey legs and like Renaissance fair type shit?
I will. We will get into it and you will be, yeah. So I just need to set the stage. As experienced sword fighters ourselves, as people who have done this for real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, us.
You know, I'm kind of going in with a different mindset.
Right, because you're kind of like... I'm analyzing technique.
Yeah.
And,
we've been in that ring before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we know what it's like to be on that stage. Yeah. We're not we might be some, open micers as far as nights go, but we've done it before, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go in, and I don't know what I'm expecting, but I'm forgetting that there's horses, and the first thing that hits you when you walk into the arena is it smells like shit. And to their credit, they're pumping a massive AC system in there.
Okay.
And it's doing a good job of like masking it.
Okay.
It's funny. Like you catch the waves of horse shit like every other second.
Right.
So as you're walking to your seat, you're like, oh, wait. Oh, what is the
Oh, never mind. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's just like.
Oh, gross. Is... Oh, never mind. I lost it. You smell that? Never mind. It's gone. No, you smell that?
Yeah, literally. And then it was funny watching, because I was at the back of the group, and it was funny watching everyone in front, like, slowly turn their heads backwards. They'd be like, you smell that? You smell that? And when you walk in, they assign you, because there's going to be, like, 8 knights, okay, that are going to fight.
Okay.
And one of them's going to win.
Right.
And so they assign you a knight when you're going in. So we get the green knight. We're like, hell yeah. We are some of the only adults here.
Can you bet? Huh? Can you bet on it?
See, this is why you should own one. This is why you should be running the Medieval Times, bro.
We should franchise one.
I think we definitely should. No, but you, what you can do is you can get a royal margarita.
Okay. What's in that?
I don't know. We just walked in, and that part looked like a Bourbon Street bar, mm-hmm. just all these like slushy mixers. But we were kind of late, and it was pretty early. We got a matinee show, so no one was like really.
So, sorry again, to interrupt.
Yeah,
why did you go?
We thought it'd
especially
be
especially
like
during the day.
We thought it'd be like a funny, ironic thing where it was like sort of like, it'll be stupid. The show's what, like an hour?
Yeah.
It'll probably be funny.
Okay.
We just thought it'd be like a quick, like almost like watching a bad movie.
Right. I understand that completely. And how far is Buena Park?
On a Sunday, it's like 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like, all right.
Not that bad.
Yeah, you go, maybe drink a little bit. Like, it could be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So we get there, and we're kind of late. We skip the drinks. You know, because you can get one at your seat. Now, here's the thing. When you buy a ticket to Medieval Times, your meal is it's just one meal. And it's funny because when you walk in, they say, do we have any food allergies? And I don't know why they ask, because it's if you were to say like, oh, yeah, I'm allergic to this thing, they'd be like, oh, well, there's no food. Like, there's only 3 things that they give you.
Okay.
And if you're allergic, they don't have anything else.
Okay.
So it's basically just to find out if you can eat or not.
Okay.
So we get to our seats, and it smells like ass, and the show begins. And this script, bro, is so intense. Like, it's historically accurate. There's this motherfucker on a horse who's like, good nobles! And it's all like 6-year-olds.
And can I ask how many people were there?
You know, honestly, it was the early show. It was the midday show, so it's kind of light.
That's what I'm saying. What's the showing at a matinee Medieval Times?
It was
experience?
Dude, it was surprising. A lot of birthdays.
Right.
You know, we had Prince Eric, Princess Ayala, Prince and Princess.
And what birthday? Are we talking 6?
Oh, we're talking 5, 7, okay. 9, okay. 10, 13. We had Prince Andrew who had, oh wait, no.
And then Prince. Oh God. And also Prince Noel, who is turning 32.
Hey, I'm 22, man.
What the hell?
Bro, no, wait. No, okay, so first of all, there's one that killed us because there was a honeymoon. Celebrating day one of their honeymoon at Medieval Times, the midday show on Sunday. We were like, what?
Also, where is Buena Park?
It's like, you know, it's in the
like Deep Valley, right?
No, not the valley, it's east. It's like Inland Empire.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So in also kind of a crazy place to spend your honeymoon.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
The weirdest place to spend your honeymoon. People live in Buena Park by accident.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So then immediately after that was a kid. And they go, congratulations to Prince Michael for good grades. And Alina looks at me, she goes, good grades? What the fuck are we doing here? So you look around the arena, it's like a weird mix of...
And another thanks to Prince Noel for doing the dishes last night.
Yeah.
Alina's like,
yeah, you did like? Do a good job.
You did do a good... Happy birthday, buddy.
No, the best part was... her friend whose actual birthday it was, that was like the bit. It was like, oh, dude, we should go to Medieval Times for your birthday. That'd be stupid. It'd be funny.
Oh, you actually did go there for a birthday.
Yeah. And Alina's friend who bought the tickets put it in the notes. Like, yo, it's his birthday. They didn't.
No way.
They did all the kids and not him.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah, grown ass man. Fuck. Didn't even get the shout out.
Damn.
So then
that's man, I mean, that's like the saddest thing.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Like, it's so much sadder to have your name not read in that list.
And you're kind of,
because the guy is like, I'm not reading this bullshit. Like,
you're just like, you're kind of hopeful too.
Exactly, because you're like, it'll be funny, right? And yeah. Then he just doesn't even read it. You're, and you're, oh man, I really shouldn't have came.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You especially don't feel welcome.
Yeah.
So yeah, the crowd is like parents who are, you know, imprisoned to their mistakes and birthdays.
There's a lot of them who are in prison.
Oh, dude, there was a dad to our left. The level of I can't give a fuck anymore was so funny. He bought his two daughters like swords and shields. They're screaming the whole show, like rah, rah, hitting each other. And this dude is just,
I feel like, are you like cosplaying as a deadbeat parent? Because you keep going to like monster truck rallies, like you keep going to like shit where you just sit amongst these parents who hate their lives.
No, I'm reliving, or I'm getting the experiences that I should have gotten as an 8 year old, right, as an adult.
Okay.
You know, I'm just catching up.
You're not convincing Alina not to have children.
No, but this,
babe, look at this could be us.
That's a great point, because that is a peripheral observation, and I will say selfishly, I do a little bit of magician ship when we leave.
Okay.
I do make a point to do that. A bit of gaslighting.
A little bit of gas.
Yeah, when the kids act like shit, I always lean over to her. I'm like, so glad we don't have those. And I do that. And I consciously know what I'm doing.
I think next week we should hit Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
What do you think, babe?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'm cosplaying as the deadbeat parent, because even when you, at Monster Truck shows, it's a very, it's a weird thing where the kids are weirdly more adult sometimes.
Okay.
Because the kids are like, Dad, like, calm down. And the parents are like, fuck.
Yeah, right.
So whatever. So we're sitting there, and the food starts to come out, and to my original point with Kilroy's, you know, those people that don't even look you in the eyes. This woman was like on autopilot, like in a way that she's like living in a loop. Like she's full on NPC.
Right.
We're a row of adults, and she walks by handing out the chicken. She goes, clear hands, baby dragon. Here's your baby dragon. Your baby dragon. Can you move your plate, please? Here's your baby dragon. Just make way for baby dragon.
That's why.
And this is your baby dragon. She gets to me, and everyone's supposed to kind of lift up their plate. And I zoned out on the show, and I just didn't. And she had like a, she didn't know what to do. Because I think she said, clear your hands, baby dragon. I just didn't. And then she just stood there, and she was hovering. And I like looked up at her, and she's like, can you give me your plate? I think it's the first word she said outside of her 9 phrases. It's like the NPC like broke the loop.
Hold on. Wait, what? She's calling you baby dragon?
No, she's handing. Oh, sorry. So she has like half of like a chicken, a small chicken wrapped up in foil.
And they call that a baby dragon?
They call that baby dragon. That's like,
and you're gonna eat it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's. Okay, so it's that's the, like the veal of dragons.
It's the driest. Yeah, it is the veal of dragons. I
mean, it's kind of like a fucked up joke, is it not?
They give you a certificate. They're like, this is where the dragon baby fetus? Dragon was killed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is the name of the
grown in Japan
parents and the child.
Yeah.
It was raised in a cage and force-fed really fatty foods.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, this is the driest chicken possible.
Okay.
Eating it was a task.
That looks like it fucking slaps.
It looks that way. It definitely looks that way. And then when you, so the first test was I yanked off the leg, and I, well, let me set the stage here.
Okay,
sorry, because it's very important going into this that the first thing you receive is a piece of Texas toast with no cheese.
Okay,
which is just go all the way. Right. I don't know. They give you this like they just kind of slap it down on your plate.
Just a one piece of bread.
Just a.
With butter?
Barely.
Okay.
It's buttered-ish. Okay. And you're kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't, it looks sad.
Right.
It's not really appetizing. Mm-hmm. And then you have this little ladle. I don't know what you'd call it, really. It's like a small pot. And they give you dragon soup. That's what they call it. Now, this is the highlight of the show. Never mind what happened in the show. This is the second best part of the show. You give
move your arm, baby dragon come.
Yep.
Baby dragon piss.
Yep. So when they come around to give you the baby dragon gloop,
yeah,
they take it and they serve it out of a fucking thermos. It is the most, and granted, I'm sure kitchens do that, but don't do it in front of my face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, dude, they take the thing and you can hear it behind you just going, just slopping out of the thermos. And you get it. And I took a picture of this shit and I'll send it to the thread, but this is.
Did you taste it?
Fuck no, because then someone in our group took a. Because they don't give you utensils, so he took a little, and he goes, it tastes like spaghetti.
Oh.
Spaghetti drink. We got Kyle with it.
I mean, that's just straight up, that all that is just tomato juice.
Yeah, whatever
pepper
it is.
On top.
Yeah. Doesn't it look
hot
like
tomato juice?
But doesn't it look like a candle, almost? Like you could light that?
Yeah.
Put a wick in it? Yeah. So whatever. So then they give you like this mushy corn. They give you this dry chicken. I bit into the leg. There's no juice at all. But here's the fucking best part of the show is after they give you like this, like I don't even know what you call it. They go, would you like a to-go bag? Not a box. A bag. And I said no, but I fucking wish I said yes. Because what do they bring you?
Like a Ziploc?
Yeah, just like a Ziploc bag and a straw. And you just throw it all in. The actual show is, it's just like, you know, it doesn't even ride the line of like, it's not like monster trucks where it's like, this is for kids, but like you can enjoy this, right? It is purely for children.
Like, do they actually joust or no?
They do, but the jousting is so goofy. Like they like ride up and they slow down and they just kind of, you know, because it's scripted. And our guy, our Green Knight, let us know from the get-go. I'm not in this show very long.
Why? What?
Because they all kind of ride out and they like hold their flags up in the air. And the red and white knight, he comes out and that dude is turned up. You know, he's like, whoa! Okay. Going around the arena, going crazy. And I imagine they got to rotate or something. And then our guy comes out, the Green Knight comes out, and he's just like, kind of winking at our little section here and then. I'm like, hey man, I'm getting minimum effort right here.
Yeah.
What are you trying to tell me?
I got 10 grand on you right now, dude.
Yeah, straight up. And he's just kind of looking at the kids and he's kind of just going like, yeah, woo. And then I just turn to Lena. I'm like, he's gonna die so quick.
And did he?
Yeah. He was the first one to go. The funny part is like they definitely try to stretch it out to the actual damn stretch out wrung out. They try to really build a, you know, they try to build it up. So the first hour, it's like a 2 hour fucking thing, and the first hour is them just bringing out horses doing dumbass tricks, and you don't feel good watching it. You're just watching a horse get like do a wheelie, getting whipped on the ass and like pulled on the neck, and the guy's like, come on. It's just going. Then all the kids are just around with swords going, and you're watching the horse like, who's this for?
This sounds like hell.
Oh, dude. And then on top of that, again, the script, it's so like, it's harder than Game of Thrones. It's like reading the actual book. It's like, House of the Dog, it sends one to you. And they have this dude who's up there with like a historically accurate voice. Like he's the host, and the queen, you could tell she don't give a fuck. Like she wants to quit. And the guy is just.
Are these like budding actors that play these roles? How do you get involved? Why would you ever do this?
So it gets to the end, and it made me think, like, there needs to be a show about this, like a scripted show or something, because, like, there's clearly, like, a hierarchy, and then there's the one guy who he's, like, the heel in the whole thing, and his whole storyline is the host is actually from some house that provided this warrior for the event. And then that guy thinks the host is soft for putting on an event with a woman. So he has this whole like misogyny arc, and he has like this speech where he's just like, you take orders from a woman, you've lost your way. I'm like, this is a deep ass concept.
Yeah, for like children.
For 6 year olds, yeah. And so the dude is like really into it. He's giving it his all. I'm like, did you just like burn out like from high school theater? Like what happened?
Yeah.
So then the Red and White Knight, that guy's all hype because he's like the hero. Spoiler alert if you end up going to medieval times. And then and then the Red and White Knight comes back out and they fight, and then, you know, he kills him or whatever, or he defeats him. And then that's like the story.
Okay.
And that's it. I was so pissed.
Dessert, at least?
A little bit of ice cream with some caramel on top.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently the coffee is really good. We didn't risk it. We had some mixed reviews because other people were responding to my story. One person was like, medieval times? Are you 9? Hilarious.
And then other people, yo, you got to try the coffee from there, bro.
Dog.
That? Yo, you're at medieval, Jesus fucking Christ, I just had a stroke.
Medieval. Meat evil?
Medieval times. Jesus Christ.
Got to get the coffee.
No, I'm wondering, like, on a Saturday night.
Is it turned up?
Yeah, like, is it like this? Mostly adults? And, like, are people drinking? Like,
I would imagine it's got to
probably,
be.
Right?
Yeah. So I think we just got in with a bad crowd.
Yeah.
I'm sure it gets crazy.
That would be really funny to do a show about, like, the cast.
Oh, yeah. Because
you know there's probably one of them that stays in character, like, that takes it too seriously.
It's probably the dude with the speaking
role. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's actually a knight.
Yeah.
You know?
He's
like the guy
method.
Who taught us how to sword fight. Yeah, he's full method. Like, even in the locker room, he's like, great job, gentlemen and squires. And then, shut the fuck up, Jerry. Dude, we're out. You don't have to keep doing this.
George, we do this show for 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
This is like making TikToks.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, I know our guy, as soon as he goes into the back room, that dude is cracking him open.
Yeah.
Green Knight?
Green Knight?
Yeah, yeah. I know he's getting
He was probably drunk as fuck out there.
He's like, woo!
I lost again.
Yeah. Doesn't that piss you off, man? No, it's great.
No, it's fucking awesome.
I get to sit back here and I get fucked up. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to remember one other thing. Oh, yeah. Let me show you how the Green Knight dies. Or not dies, but like loses his... His armor.
Yeah, yeah. Show me that. While you're finding it, Kelsey and I, like, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, went to, hold on. Plumber's at my place. 1 second. The fucking comeback, of course, the hot water's not working.
Yep.
Of course. Why would it be working?
Yeah, why would it? Hey, Cody, it's your plumber. Yeah, no hot water, but I cleaned out the... copious amounts of poop in your pipes.
Yeah, yeah. So much cum in your pipes.
Yeah, so I fixed...
How did it get to the hot water heater? That's my question.
Just answering on speaker. Hey, man, yeah, what's up? Yeah, man, turns out the pipes were fine. Just a lot of dry cum in the shower. Are you good, bro? You're like...
Must be from the past.
Yeah,
past owner.
That couldn't be me. I don't use the shower.
I've never cum.
What?
So we got invited to this like Bud Light like medieval thing.
Yeah.
Like remember that the whole year they like all their ads were medieval? Mm. And so we got invited to a jousting match in like rural New York.
Yeah.
And two guys actually jousted and it was fucking crazy.
Oh yeah.
Like full speed trying to kill each other, not really, but you know, they weren't like playing to the death, but they wanted to knock each other off the horse.
See, that's what I was expecting to see. And they did joust, but they would like run full speed and then slow it down, and it was like very intentional. I have to send this too, but listen to Alina's cackle. Because this was like, this is when the action was starting. Our guys first up, they joust, we're like, what the fuck is this? And then it's this. Let me run that back.
You got gotta fucking send that.
I mean, it's
that's really funny because like his reaction speed after he got hit, was he got hit and then he jumped and went on his back.
That's it's like you know the dude is tanked. I do have to shout out the Red and White Knight from Buena Park at the midday show on Sunday because I don't know if they rotate.
It literally might be him actually.
Wait, you have one on TikTok? You said.
He has a huge TikTok account. He's kind of like the guy that Noel was saying who's like probably too
fake to it. No. So he played the Red and White. This is, play it. Dude, this is the guy. This is Timothée Chalamet. Yeah, this is.
Wait, what the fuck? Okay, wait, hold.
Oh, that just changed. That just changed.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That just changed.
It's a horny thing.
No, it's not. But I see why this guy was giving it so hard to the crowd. And I had a vibe. I had a vibe watching this dude, the way he would kind of like look over his shoulder to the crowd and shit. I'm like,
this guy's got 432,000 followers on TikTok.
Oh, no.
And his name is the Black and White Knight. And it says Knight at Medieval Times, California.
Well, he was the Red and White Knight. On my, oh, this is our boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, play one of him, like, speaking. Oh, like, answering a comment. That one to the right. To the right of that.
Telling me you had a bad day. I'll go first.
Pod.
No, that music ain't copyrighted.
Probably is, dude.
I mean.
Wait, so this is him having a bad day?
Oh, wait. I think he's playing the Green Knight.
So what? What?
Oh, wait, no.
Did I go too far? Not far. What the fuck?
Whoa.
I'm just, like, mind blown that there's, like, a niche for Medieval Times content.
I just can't believe this dude has 500,000 followers. No wonder he was, like, yeah, this
wait,
fucker.
Scroll down. Go to the one to the right of that. Yeah, that one.
I may have a lot of questions, seeing as I've never delivered a baby before. I think I might have to take you up on that offer. I may have a lot of questions, seeing as I've never delivered a baby before.
Yeah, I think I'm out.
I think I'm...
Yo, good episode.
Yeah, that was fun. Something to head back down to Earth, I think.
No.
No, it's not, actually. We're staying up here. What?
Bro,
so he.
Bro, no. This changes everything. That fucker. I would look over, and it's just hitting me now. I would look over, and the Green Knight. Everyone else is at work. Green Knight's just like looking out, just waiting. And this motherfucker is like to the crowd, like,
just fucking.
Oh wait.
Biting his lip as
dog.
He goes by the crowd of children.
Dog, no. I got one worse for
it's like
you.
This fucking guy's a creep. What the fuck are you doing?
I got one worse for you. There's a point, and I don't know why. Dude, I'm so glad we're doing this because I almost forgot. There's a part where the knights have to hand out roses. And this fucker was like really like with the, like, and I thought that whole thing was odd because okay. I'm like, why are these grown men giving like little 4-year-olds right? roses? That's so fucking weird.
Okay.
And the Green Knight, you could tell there was like a, he's trying to do it in the most platonic way possible.
Right.
You know, he kind of give a finger pistol hey, you want a rose?
He's thinking about his Michelob.
Yeah.
Thinking about his two Michelobs in the fridge in the green room. He's like just fucking running through the motions. Let's get this done. This guy's like,
oh, that dude was.
I'm gonna fuck a mom.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, just. He borderline was like, and man,
I can't believe like
this makes so much sense.
I can't believe like humanity's ability to like sexualize fucking anything. You know what I'm saying? This is like a show for children about jousting. And this guy, somehow there's a thirst trap edit of this dude at Medieval Times. This shouldn't exist, this video. This should not be sexy at all.
I can't, dude. I'm dead. I can't. I had just like a... I just had a suspicion, like, that guy enjoys this shit way too much. Yeah. Especially when it gets to his, like, speaking part. That fucker is, like, locked in, dude. That guy is giving it his all. And, you know, I'm like, who sucked your dick in the past that makes you want to go this hard? You know, like, are there, like, night bunnies, you know? Like,
I mean, he feels like the Jack Harlow of medieval times.
Yeah. Oh, clearly, look at this.
What is this one?
Do we have to do this one?
Yeah, play it.
My pronouns are...
Never mind. Don't do the sound.
Yeah, the sound.
Play it. No, that one's...
Yeah, no, we're all right. We're good on that.
Play a different one.
Oh, is this
new leather in recently? It's Soulband. It's super thick and it's super nice, but when it comes in, it's super stanky. It smells like rotten pork. Oh, that reminds me. There's something else that's super stanky in the other room. Here we go. We're just working in the shop.
Oh man, they really...
What shop? What are they making?
I think
like saddles.
Maybe they make their shit at Medieval.
Yeah, he makes his own leather and he like live streams it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so he does. So Medieval Times is a part-time thing. Well, I'll say the dude I saw play the Red and White Knight, it came to this part where they like threw these spears. This dude, everyone else just kind of looked at the crowd and just like held it up and like put it in this bullseye. This fucker does like a 720 windmill and 720 back and then rips it around like in the span of, I don't know, 30 feet.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, this dude's definitely winning tonight. There's no way he's not.
I mean, you have to know the dynamic in the locker room is so funny. Like this guy comes in there like, what's up, Mr. TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up?
And then he's like,
Mr. Famous.
Hey, man. Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, click on that one to the left. Yeah, maybe that one. Fuck it.
For a half Latino, knight in shining armor, with long dark hair, firm cheeks, and mommy issues, this keeps happening. Oh. Could you guys please stop asking Santa for a half Latino knight?
Oh, he did not do that shit. Oh, brother. Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Oh, man. I mean, he has to be fucking, though. I don't want to player hate, but he must be fucking a lot from Medieval Times.
He definitely is. That's what I'm saying. Like,
got Renaissance bunnies.
That's what I'm saying. How do we do this as a humanity? Like, so absurd.
Oh my god, man. Oh my god.
Imagine. I think we got to get that guy on. We got to get him on the episode next week.
Yeah, bro. Imagine.
I want to know what it's like to work at Medieval Times.
Right, imagine just.
And if he gets laid from it.
Oh, yeah. Imagine a little troop of like little Renaissance girls just get in the big, you know.
My liege.
Yeah, yeah. Just getting dressed up to go see him live, do his thing.
Oh, fuck.
My thing is, why not just go do the real thing? Because the real thing is out there.
Like, be a knight. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Join a fucking...
Look,
probably because you got to be a squire and you got to go through all the shit.
Yeah, he just wants
to... You got to pledge, you know?
He just wants...
Yeah, he wants to... He went right to the starring role.
Yeah. He wants to bone.
Yeah.
No, look up... Go on YouTube and type in M1 Knight Fight. Like, just go do this. You mute the audio, I think, but skip to the middle. I'm sure it's...
Oh, there's like an actual league for this?
Yeah.
Where is this?
I don't know. They do it in a number of places, but yeah, M1's hosted this a handful of times.
Again, it's you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, it probably feels different for you because you've never been in these shoes before.
Yeah,
but
for us
to watch something like this...
It kind of just puts us right back in it, honestly.
Totally, like...
We can see ourselves in this fight. We've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess...
This is pretty goofy.
It is goofy. It's definitely goofy. But... Yeah. I think... I don't know
they should bring this back, but like to the death.
Actually, no. I don't know if this is a good example.
Don't you think?
Look up like
it's a good idea.
Yeah, no, I agree. To the I mean that's MMA
now. And like Gladiator.
MMA with swords, I think, is the one. Look up Night Fight. Like they do ones where it's like 30 versus 30. Yeah. Yeah, Battle of Nations. Yeah, this is
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is sick.
Let's just skip to the middle, bro. I can't believe they treat this like soccer hooligans. I mean, it's still goofy, but
yeah, this is not as cool as I thought. I thought it was going to be like Lord of the Rings type shit where like,
yeah,
300 people run into each other.
I mean, it's like that at the beginning, but okay, yeah. So like that, like when you're getting mauled by like, yeah, like,
oh yeah,
this is what all this shit the dude is trying to teach us. Like, this is what he does. Like, they're going in there and they're like trying to kill each other. But you know, you don't get pussy from this.
You probably do.
You think you smash off this?
I don't know.
How can you tell?
Look, there's women in the front row right there.
That's true, yeah. But they're, no, because they're waiting. Because they're like, when's the red and white knight from Medieval Times going to be here?
He just does the halftime show?
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, fuck. That's so funny that that guy is like a sex icon.
Yeah, in the Medieval Times.
So weird.
Can you guys stop asking Santa for a half Latino?
Oh, is that what he said at the beginning? Oh my God.
Because this keeps happening.
Oh my God. My man is high on himself.
Yeah.
He wants to fuck himself.
Yeah, def.
You know, it's, you know, like, didn't he post that video? Or no, it was the girl that was at the, like, at the end when the girl was like,
yeah.
Okay, that was her that posted that?
Yeah.
Ah. I see. I see. Fucking who is horny at medieval times?
Moms, probably.
Yeah, but it was something I just didn't even factor into the equation originally when you brought this up.
It didn't.
When
really
I saw your Instagram
either,
stories,
yeah.
Sex had nothing to do with what you were doing. You know
what
I'm saying?
I got
or medieval times in general.
I got a vague hint of it at the end of the show because Alina's friend, he was like. He was like, the Green Knight he's very attractive.
Okay.
And then one of the girls in the group was like, yeah, he was really cute. Oh. And I thought, and then I had a little bit of a moment where I was like, Alina, you're cheering pretty hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Laughing a little too much.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. She's, oh, nothing. Just the red and white knight was just kind of like.
Can you play this with
like
sound?
Half Latina?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a 2 second delay.
That's Alina has. I've never heard her laugh that hard ever. Like that is the hardest. She could not handle how shitty it was. She was cackling for a full minute, just losing her noodles. Just, you know,
fuck.
Run it back.
That
I
was so funny.
I got it just in time. No, like from the top. The other funny part was her friend, it was his birthday. He was bombing, right? He's doing his script. He's bombing pretty hard. Crowd does not give a fuck. And he goes, how about a change of pace? And Lena's friend goes, yes, please.
Really? He's heckling the fucking
heckled
guy?
Heckling
the guy?
Hey, man.
He's just doing his job.
Hey, his set stunk. It's a bad set.
Yo, punch that shit up.
Yeah, dude. We need
bombing.
Some more. Yeah. Ass, dude.
And then the red and white knight comes out. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Talk about change of pace.
Yeah, he came out in a G-string.
That's what I'm thinking about. Just making everything way too sexual. I bet you would like me to joust you.
Dog, I'm just now imagining all the families where the husband is just like.
Just
wasted. The kids are just. And that fucker comes out. He's like, yeah, you want a half Latino night, and then some mom like, yes, take me away from this.
Take me to House, like,
yeah, yeah,
for his last name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
House. Take me to House Tarzarian.
Yeah,
please,
bro. I bet he's got. I bet this dude has like straight up, like stands.
Yeah, maybe.
Like they just pull up and.
I mean, this girl's one of them.
They're like, can we be in the? Hi, what's even his name? Rigo. Oh. They're like, what knight is Rodrigo playing tonight? Can we cheer for that knight, please?
Oh, he's the black and white knight, okay.
Yeah, but I guess it changes.
What was that one? The bananas?
Oh.
Good. I don't even...
Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah, she sent this. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so get a ticket to Medieval Times. Yeah, there's no hesitation there. Yeah, yeah. Hey, relax on that follow button.
Hey, this is our account, you asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we're gonna get weird medieval cosplay all over our For You page.
No, it's just gonna be all types of people just thirsting over Rigo. I went to the Medieval Times this Sunday, and I saw my knight.
Material girl.
Me getting dressed up to see Rigo. POV, you're a Renaissance bunny.
You know what's so funny about POV? Like,
it's never
right.
Yeah, it's never.
They don't know what the fuck it means.
Yeah.
It's no, you're POV, just old. And then it's a video of them doing something.
You're just old.
No, it's not how it fucking works.
You're just old.
No, it's not.
You're just old.
It's not right. You're using it
you're
incorrectly.
Just old.
You guys are all fucking stupid. Yeah, I said it.
POV.
No, but doesn't that piss you off ever?
POV, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
POV, you're fucking stupid.
Material girl.
You're just looking at the... I just want to do one that doesn't even match. It's like POV, you're getting ready for the Renaissance Fair, and it's just like the pilot seat and of an airplane, and it just shows the Twin Towers. It's just...
Oh, God. Holy hell. Damn. Yeah, you should make that, yeah. Dude. See how that goes.
I wanted to do one, but I feel like the bit is too old where it's just like, hey, man, what are you listening to? Oh, news compilation of Saddam Hussein being announced dead.
Oh.
And then just walk off.
Okay.
Today, the United States government.
Yeah, this shit gets me hype as hell.
Yeah.
I blast this shit in the gym, dude.
POV, you like the military.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
News compilation of fucking
Chris Kyle interview.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh God. Chris Kyle audiobook kill compilations.
Oh my God.
Just put it in.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck, man. We didn't even get to
we didn't
bag
even get to-
on MGK. And Megan Fox.
Oh, we can hit it in the bonus.
We talked about medieval times for almost an hour.
Yeah, but way better. Yo, last part. This motherfucker. This dude DM'd me after the show, and he goes, hey, man, that Falcon was pretty entertaining, huh? Like, being sarcastic. There was a moment where I wanted to buy flags so we could just fuck around.
Fuck.
But the Falcon show came out. So... the dude's like, hey, man, it's going to be a while until I can bring your card back because no one's allowed to leave the building when the Falcon's out. I'm like, how shitty is this? Like, how shitty is this? That if someone just opens the door, the Falcon would be like, fuck it, I'm out. Dude, thank God. Thank you.
You know,
I've been trying to get out of
I'm dipping. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, bro.
This place is depressing as fuck.
It's some drunk dad. They're like, sir, the Falcon's out. He's like, get the fuck out of my way. He just opens the door. That Falcon is quick, bro. Just imagine this shit just sliding fucking vertically.
Yeah. No! And they're like, fuck it, we can't afford another one of those fucking things.
Just daps.
It's like 50K.
Daps the dad on the way out.
Yeah, yo, appreciate you, my guy.
Feet out. Just. I'm dip.
Yo, that black and white night is fucking weird. Yeah, I'm out here.
Yeah. Yo, this place is ass. This job sucks. And then there's a like a pre-show thing where you can stick your arm in a cow's ass if you want.
So oh yeah,
give you all about
that. Sign me up, dude. We should do. We should make a thirst trap account like that. It's just me biting my lip with my arm fully into a cow's ass.
Farm life.
Just like, wow, I'm not a farmer, but now I am.
Wow, I've never. Wow, I've never wanted to be a cow so bad. Milk me.
Fucking hell.
All right, guys. See you in the bonus.
We got Megan Fox. You know, they had some crazy interview where she like said they drink their own blood. So we're going to talk about that in the bonus.
We're going to listen.
We're going to start with a song called Slut Me Out.
Yeah.
By NLE Choppa. Absolute instant classic. Yeah. Just came out, but it's a classic.
Yeah. You can listen to that on your way to see Rigo perform this weekend at Medieval Times in Buena Park.
It's going to be a fun bonus. So, you know, you can always get those at tmgstudios.tv.